Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This week we've got a slovenly record special featuring We're Loud, some 90s cassette punk from the US underground. And here's the first track, Mega and the Nerds, I Lurk. You know it's true. You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Mega and the Nerds. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
Neither's hardly anybody else, mate. Let me explain why. With the magic of... now, what's that? PDF.
PDF?
Yeah, Slovenly has ganged up with Black Gladiator to bring out a double LP called We're Loud, 90s Cassette Punk Unknowns. We're featuring eight of the 33 tracks by 19 unknown bands from micro-released and unreleased cassettes recorded across the USA between 93 and 99. Now, this is important because none of these things ever came out on record properly. They were just homemade, as DIY as you can get, cassette-only releases, some of which only had like 20 copies or 25 copies. And I will talk a bit about the bands during it. They're all the... They were put together by, I've got to call him a punk rock mastermind, and I'm afraid I don't know how to pronounce his first name, because in French it's J-A-I-M-E, Jem, but I think it's probably Jamie Paul Lamb, who was either recording the bands himself on a Yamaha MT-50, or was in the bands himself across most of the southwest of the United States and other places.
Wow.
It's absolutely nuts, Tony. And I'd never heard the like. I didn't know that this sort of thing was existing largely in Los Angeles, but also Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Arizona, up through Nevada, quite clearly all the way through the 90s. And it was first brought to my attention a week or so ago by Joe from Slovenly Records and Hello Joe. And I thought, right, we'll feature it. So this stuff is on sale now. I'm pretty sure it'll be available as a download as well. It'll be available electronically as well. But it is a double album release, and it's the biggest release from Slovenly this year. And I love Slovenly, and they love me, and me and them, we love each other. And you, by association, love everybody.
Exactly.
That's right. So it means I don't have any websites for any of the bands this week, because most of them only existed for long enough to get these tracks together and then disbanded, or they all ended up being in other bands, and it's all going to be a bit of a mess.
Wow.
In terms of the chat, but the bands, absolutely, we had a proper full-on Las Vegas punk show this week. Now we've got kind of the mummies and daddies of last week's punk show on this week, so I'm quite excited. And obviously something new in the middle to take the place of the From the Vaults that we do in a normal show, and we will be back to normal next week.
Okay.
All right. I also have a little bit of additional material. this from Timo, who has been featuring quite a lot on the show recently. He said, "Hi Paul, in the light of recent events, open brackets, mainly David Cameron bitching on Facebook like a 12-year-old, close brackets, please play the Dark Shadows, Dave Likes Dolls." No, because we played it in June. And if you would like to hear Dave Likes Dolls by the Dark Shadows, then visit their website. Just type in the Dark Shadows, Dave Likes Dolls, you'll find it. And sorry Timo, if you want another listen to that song, you have to go back a bit. I had no time or justification for it this week, other than we could have played it 9 times,
right?
Because everybody's bitching about Jeremy Corbyn, and if you don't know who Jeremy Corbyn is, it's because you're probably from another country. Google him, keep up with it. It's very interesting what's happening. But I've got to say, there is a lot of hypocrisy in the United Kingdom right now in terms of every single person who's never voted Labour ever pretending they absolutely love Jeremy Corbyn. So we have to wait 5 years. It's quite a safe time for the right wing, because the left wing can muck about for 2 or 3 years before this gets serious and everyone can pretend to support them.
Right.
That's how I feel. Do you have an opinion?
I'm on the I quite like him camp.
Oh, he's great.
I used to be a Labour supporter. Then I voted Green, I think, because why would you vote for Miliband? And now I'm actually quite excited. Not excited, as much as you can be. Let's see
how it
goes.
There's a reason to vote Labour again, certainly.
He said he got his principles. Yeah, I quite like he's quite straight. So, yeah.
Very straight.
Yeah.
Very straight. Very straight talking, and not afraid to make decisions, re his cabinet. But anyway, this isn't a serious political show.
No.
This is a punk rock show. So let's have another track. Again, I don't have a lot to say. Oh, I tell you what, I might be able to read out a little bit about this band thanks to the magic of JPEGs. Now, the Pink Fingers. Here goes. Right, so Pink Fingers, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. The Pink Fingers all dropped out of school when they were just 13. They hated old people and they don't read books. They don't even brush their teeth. So punk. Man in Pain was written about the singer's girlfriend who'd be giving him trouble. He told her later that one thing that helped him to get over it was to remember one time that he went down on her and wound up with a blood clot covered in pubes in his mouth. Perhaps the punkest man alive. No one knows where he is today.
Why?
So, let's see what you think of this. This is the Pink Fingers, Man in Pain.
My mind's confused. Little girl and I'm sitting all alone. I pace back and forth in my lonely box and I call her on the phone. I tell her that I want her back and I'm crying every day. She's so close, she turns her back and slowly walks away. And I'm walking in the rain, cause I'm man in pain. Yeah.
You're listening to Desiro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Man in Pain by Pink Fingers. I hope you're seeing a pattern developing already after two songs into the style of music, but I have tried to pick... I should explain, actually. Of the 33 tracks on it by 19 bands, what I've done is I've only picked tracks by bands that feature more than once on the album, so you're not hearing the only thing by that band, so you're not... It's not spoiling it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm quite... authoritative and not funny this week, aren't I, so far? Have you got any Facebook for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
And thank you very much to the Boyles for providing it.
If you are on Facebook, please do follow us. Join us, like us, go to facebook.com/punkyradio, get in touch, leave us a comment, maybe tell us what you did like, didn't like about the show, what any favourite bands. You've gone a bit quiet is what I'm saying on Facebook, so do get in touch. I've had one comment this week, and it's from the Kramers.
Hello, the Kramers.
As we played them last week, and they're saying, hey guys, cheers for the play back in June. Oh, a couple of months ago.
Yeah, good, it wasn't timing. Last week, Tony.
I thought it was last week. Oh, I'm losing it. Good timing coming as it did before our comeback gigs. More info and links to stuff, facebook.com/thekramers.uk.
And do check those links out, because the Kramers are probably my favourite incarnation of Matty the Lee Singer's various bands down the years, who have all featured similar members and all that. But I reckon the Kramers are my favourite ones.
Mm.
Personally. Although I thought Ministers Dead were great, gotta say, the Kramers, they really did it for me. They were exactly my sort of thing.
Yeah. I do like the Beach Boys, though. So
oh, yeah, I'm not really including the Beach Boys in that.
Okay, cool.
It's hard not to love the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Unless you're mental.
Of course.
But they weren't Matty's band, you know what I mean? Matty's band, I can't name it. Flaccid was first band, then the Kramers, then Ministers Dead. And the Kramers are my favourite incarnation of the three, I would say.
Okay.
And the Bleach Boys he just joined.
Right.
And done a rollicking good job of.
Yes.
Is that it then?
That's it, that's all I've got.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
Yeah, I'm never gonna tell that.
Nope.
Never. So Tony, what do you know about Ricky and the Butts?
I don't know anything about Ricky and the Butts.
Do you know what? That's more than they know.
Right.
I'm just going to read this out to you. So again, not that you can just tune in now, and I realise I don't need to repeat myself all the way through, but from the We're Loud 90s cassette punk compilation that we're featuring this week via Slovenly Records, this is what they say on the publicity material for Ricky and the Butts. Now, Ricky's R-I-K-Y, so it could be Ricky and the Butts, but I'm calling it Ricky and the Butts, right?
Yeah.
So, Costa Mesa, California, 1995, Ricky Barnes skated for Black Label, Venture Trucks and Spitfire Wheels. He had this scorching little punk band that never made it out of the garage. They were so poor, they pawned the drum set, and their theme song was performed on a cardboard box with a tambourine duct tape to it. Super punk. And that's the track we're going to play right now, Tony.
Okay, cool.
We're Ricky and the Butt.
Why you think you were
Slow Mo Pogo.
Listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Sorry, I just forgot exactly where I was then and had a bit of a brain fart, basically. That was a band called Dropouts and Don't Know was the track. And sorry, I meant to say there were two songs in a row there. Sorry about that. Would you like to hear about the Dropouts, Tony?
Please.
Right. Another band from Costa Mesa, California, circa 1995. It seemed like every city had a garage punk band called the Dropouts in the 90s. This is Orange County's contribution. Ridiculously sludged out, distorted, lo-fi punk. These guys used to play with the Stitches and Dwayne Peters exploding fuck dolls all over Orange County. Like Ricky and the Butts, they pawned all of their gear and stopped playing. This is a apocalypse, you know, there are various patterns here. But it's just, these bands are great because these are the kind of bands that when we were younger, we could maybe have got in ourselves.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That they're just like a band from a town, get going for a little while, someone falls out with someone else, someone sods off, there's one cassette remaining, and one guy, through a complete labour of love, has got hold of all of them over the decade and finally got them to the right guy to turn them into a brilliant release. And I bet, because quite a few of the guys in these bands have since died, but I bet some of the ones still alive will be absolutely made up that they've got an international release after all this time.
That's brutal.
Anyway, did you do anything last week?
Went to Southend.
Tell me all about it.
Yeah, went down Wednesday, Wednesday to Friday. So yeah, nice trip down. The weather came out, which was nice. And we just checked out the pier, checked out the two penny arcades. I just had a good walk around, really. We were there for kind of 1 full day into two nights, but just relaxed by the beach, nice hot weather. Had a good time, really enjoyed it. Didn't really realise that it was quite picturesque. Well, obviously, last time I'd been there, it was only for the Vomit nightclub, which I did find. I found out where that was again, under the hotel.
Right.
That's up for sale now, apparently.
Okay.
But yeah, I enjoyed it. The bit of a downside is that work kept phoning. I was interrupted quite a lot. So that was a bit iffy, but that's my fault for having that kind of job.
Did you get to Thaxted?
We did go to Thaxted. We stayed on the way back up. We passed through, stayed for lunch. Lovely little town, village.
fabulous little place, isn't it, Saxby?
Yeah, see, if someone had some lunch there, a little walk around. Yeah.
We're getting old.
There's another place, that's Saffron Walden, I think, is before.
Saffron Walden, absolutely beautiful. Lovely. My mum and dad were there only the other week and said, we only live half an hour from Saffron Walden. Why have we never been before? My mum and dad went to Saffron Walden. They came back. They said, the thing they noticed about Saffron Walden was everybody was walking around with a smile on their face.
Mm.
And they said, but we couldn't imagine anyone not walking around with Saffron Walden with a smile on their face. The place is just so goddamn pretty.
It really just stand out because we went to the fact today, we passed through quite a few of those little places, and yeah, really nice.
Beautiful around there.
Mm.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, aren't we a pair of old wankers?
What'd you get up to?
I did a gig in Henlow last Thursday, which is neither picturesque nor pleasant.
No.
I did the Engineer's Arms and hello to Kev and everyone there, and it was an absolutely a riotous night that shouldn't have been a riotous night, except that a bad decision was made by said landlord when he decided that despite the fact there were drinks breaks and time to get drinks before, in the first section, he unilaterally decided that there would be table service as well, which meant that people were ordering drinks throughout the first act. And the barmaid he'd got in charge of going in and out was particularly loud about it and just disruptive. And it made the whole night mental because it just meant that everyone had one more drink than they normally should, and the Engineer's Arms is a drinker's pub.
Mm.
And so each act, I mean, I was left alone largely, but each act got different people shouting at them and dealt with it brilliantly. And any heckling, it was all in good nature. It was all good fun. It was all excellent. But the audience were too leathered.
Right, okay.
And you can have a really drunk audience watching a band and it can be brilliant. But you have a really drunk audience watching good comics and it just gets bizarre.
it's just
really bizarre. But it was a really, really good night anyway. And other than that, I had a relatively quiet weekend, really.
Yeah?
Yeah. Should we play something new?
Yes.
Because we've done four oldies in a row. Let's do a new one. This is a brand new to Punky Radio, a band called Counting Coins, who are... Well, they don't. You see, the reviews of them are that they're kind of very much like, the fact they've called them old school ska punk gets it wrong, because they hark back. People have been calling. I just read one review that really made me angry because it said they're like the ska punk of the late 70s, such as Bad Manners, right, and Neville Staples. And it's just, no, complete nonsense, because those bands weren't ska punk.
Mm.
They were two-tone. They're a very particular sort of thing that were more straightforward ska. Ska punk came in later with more guitars. So if you want to, I would say this band are kind of a fusion between that late 70s ska revival and the ska punk of the 90s. Would that make more sense?
Okay.
But they're brand new. They're brand new. So they're retro, but new. They're ret-new.
Ooh.
That's what I'm calling them, Tony. Retinue. Anyway, it's a great song. And I realised I should have had a website for the Counting Coins. But you know what? I got so carried away with not having websites for the others, I've done nothing about it.
You gave yourself a week off.
I have given myself a week off.
Yeah.
I've given myself a week off research, Tony.
Brilliant.
So, what I'll do is during this song, I'll find their website and I'll ask you about it afterwards.
Okay.
For a one-off, win or lose, winner takes all, flip of the coin, website challenge, all right?
Wow.
In the meantime, don't look down.
Just
Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Counting Coins and a track called Don't Look Down. But Tony, for a win or lose, one-off opportunity, you v me, toss of the coin, what is Counting Coins' Facebook page?
facebook.com/countingcoins.
It is.
Huh.
Tony won, Paulie Reed and Internet nil, you've won.
That's what I like to hear.
But maybe I can draw. I haven't asked you what the Slovenly Records website is. What is it, Tony?
Slovenlyrecords.com?
Slovenly.com. Ha ha, it's a draw. 1-1, the games I play. Anyway, sorry about that. Right, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
You said that with some trepidation.
I was ill-prepared. I was prepared, then I was ill-prepared. No, yes, I do.
In that case, it must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Yep, another week, more gigs at 12 Bar. It is on Holloway Road in London. If you do want to check it out, I'm going to do two this week, Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
A little quiet week for 12 Bar. They've had a little bit of a break, but they're back. So this Saturday, the 19th, it's the Negative Creep, which is a grunge party at night. I think it's their like their house grunge band, so they're quite regular.
Okay,
but it's Saturday night. How much do you think?
Oh dear, Tony, fiver.
£5 before 9:30. Yeah,
that counts to me.
That does to me.
Fiver, get in, Paul.
Yeah.
Out of left field, Paulie gets it right.
Exactly. So that's just basically a grunge covers band night. So do check it out.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, and Sunday night. Little Lapin and Ellie Reese. It's a Sunday night. Could be anything.
Little Lapin, is it L-A-P-I-N?
It is.
Little Lapin.
Lapin.
It's a rabbit, isn't it, in French?
That rings a bell. Yes, I think you're right. Yeah. Yeah.
Little rabbit.
Yeah,
petit
little rabbit.
Lapin. See, if they were in French, they'd be called Petit Rabbit.
Nice.
Yeah, I like it.
How much do you think?
£3.
Free entry.
Oh, that's what I said. Free entry. Well, yeah. That's a bargain.
Isn't it?
That's a bargain. Go down there on Sunday night, have a drink, watch a couple of artists.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, what's that then? 53?
53. 50.
5-0,
yeah.
Never heard of the devil.
Nah.
Angelic types in the mid-terrace down at number 50.
Living in pure ignorance. It's nice.
Pure ignorance. Do you know what? Never having heard of the devil is probably not a bad way to be.
Exactly.
Exactly. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Two songs in a row coming up now. First up, Tony, a band called the Bath Bags.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And now I'm going to find some information about Bath Bags, which I realised I should have had prepared already. And haven't, so they should be. Ah, here goes. Right, so Phoenix, Arizona, 1996. Blue vein jerker in the bathroom stall. I'm an all-night worker with no hair on my balls. Mommy used to scold me, so pretend that you're her. Daddy's no good. He looks like Raymond Burr. Sick. I'm a sissy. He's a DMZ-style stooge punk from the Valley of the Sun. I can't say the next one about a true story about a girl who shall remain nameless. How come if a guy fucks everybody just stud, but if a woman does the same thing, she's a slut? The Bath Bags didn't mind sharing. I beat it up until I get a nut. Ah, the joys of auto-erotica. Who needs other people anyway? That's what we've got about the Bath Bags, Tony. And,
fair enough.
Yeah, only seems right. I used to play a track. I hope you're enjoying the music, mate, this week, because I'm absolutely love it. Anyway. This is one I'd like to dedicate to absolutely no one at all. This is Beat It Up.
I beat it up.
Punktkin.
Listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Crawlers, and I'm going to end it tonight. Do you want to hear about Crawlers?
Please.
Right, here goes. So, right then. So now we're in Phoenix, Arizona, 1993, and this from Jame, or Jamie himself. The Crawlers were probably the first band I documented on the Yamaha MT50, recorded at $125 MO duplex in a total barrio with a Radio Shack mic suspended from its own cord wrapped around a ceiling light fixture. The influences were first four years here of Black Flag and the Mighty Caesars, when Teen Generate was still only a song on the Taters' Go Girl Crazy. Seminal, Phoenix, garage punk rock.
Excellent.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
And again, if you needed reminding, this is all from the We're Loud 90s cassette punk compilation that is out now, I believe, on Slovenly Records. Make sure you check it out via the website, slovenly.com. Best way to do it. And this is a load of bands that, trust me, you've never heard of before, because they were so small time, but so brilliant, really. It's just a fantastic show. This week, I say so myself. So small time, but so brilliant, but so absolutely classic of cities around the world where bands get going and then nothing happens for one reason or another, but it doesn't mean they don't leave a legacy. And for these bands, 20 years later, it must be fantastic to find out that they are on an international release.
It's excellent, I like it.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? What, I mean, just think, Tony, there's bands from your old neck of the woods that never did anything other than bring out an EP or a CD just locally. That was it.
Yeah, I was thinking that. If you took one song from each of the bands, even when I was playing, every band's got a song.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? It'd be a really great compilation. Maybe we should look into doing that, Tony.
Checking. Maybe.
Yes.
I mean, I did a... I played a few before from Mansfield and things. From,
yeah, but I mean, actually trying to... it would be much more of a rock release than punk, I think.
Mm.
But yeah, a punk and rock release for Mansfield circa, 2000 to 2006, so.
Mm.
It'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
It would. You could definitely do it.
Think about that. Mm. Monkey Fist would be on it.
Yes. There's loads of them.
Loads of them. Yeah. Monkey Fist, Alcohol, Diver, loads of good
bands.
Oh,
Diver.
Yeah, Diver, you see? It's all coming back, isn't it? Great bands. So,
yes.
Are you doing anything this week?
I will largely be putting the first steps to selling my house. I've sold my house in Kirkby. Tony Towers is now under offer and I've accepted it, so it's now being purchased by a lovely young couple. So that's starting. So I found a lawyer, a solicitor rather, and I'll be just reacting to that. Apart from that, I'll be working.
Yeah, you say a lovely young couple until they get their survey done and it shows up dry rot and they want you to drop 10,000 quid or something.
I'm waiting for it.
Woodworm.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it. But at the minute, they're lovely. That good. Might change.
Excellent. Well, fingers crossed for you.
Yes.
I've got a gig on Friday night in Bracknell.
Okay.
At what used to be called the Friday Alternative. It is now called the Cellar Comedy Club. It's my mate Simon runs it. I've not done it for maybe 2 years, and I've not seen him for ages. And he's bought a little boat. Aren't we getting middle class? He's bought a little boat that's on the Thames. So I'm going to go over there Thursday night. We're going to have a drink. And then on the Friday, we're going to go out on his boat.
Lovely.
And then I'm going to do the gig that night. And then I'm going to come home.
Very nice.
And that's the end of that. That's what I'm doing.
That sounds good.
I'll tell you about my river faring adventures next week.
Excellent.
If I'm alive, if I'm drowned.
I sure be fine.
Right, you know what? Should we play another song?
Yeah, sure.
How about Fucking Pigs?
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, great idea. Okay, right, here goes. So this is one of the more extreme bands. And they were from Huntington Beach, California, 1998. The Fucking Pigs consisted of Mega from the Nerds, Frankie from the Winners, Lukey from Dropouts and Chicken Slits, and, sorry, Jane, as in myself. We all managed to find ourselves in close proximity and cut this session at Mega's house on cassette 8-track, backup vocals courtesy of Spencer and Brandon of ancient OC punkers, Shattered Faith. There you go.
Very nice.
That is what's happening there. Fancy a listen?
Yeah.
Strap yourself in, young man. Herpes attack.
Something's really itchy and it looks like orange peel. Got a vicious four-finger scratcher, will let up a bloody underpants and a bloody cock. Now you've got your problems and time to sound fast. We can only hope that it doesn't spread your ass. You showed it to the doctor and he said, oh my, looks like the herpes simplex number 5. I don't wanna die from an STD. Hypochondriac husband's gotta hold on me. Is there a cure? Will they ever go away? Will I go blind from this venereal disease? Never thought about it too much, but now it's all over your crotch. Now you're doomed with the blood of a whore. Should've been a crushes when you stuck it in that hole. Herpes got a hold on me. Is there a cure? Will they ever go away? Will I know why I'm from this venereal of the sea?
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Fucking Pigs and Herpes Attack.
Nice.
It was great. I couldn't play you the other track of theirs. Honestly, some of these songs, not only are they very, very underground, they're very, very out of order. Very right. Rude. But very catchy. You know, really, really Herpes particularly. which is really, I've thought that out. Now, do you have a twat?
I don't.
Oh dear. What are you going to do about that?
Well, I'm going to remind people that don't forget, we've had, I've had two twats in a row now these past 2 weeks, and I'm now out. So do email me your twats, otherwise I can't do any more. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com, or twats, with thanks. Do email me, and email me now.
Yes, well, that's that done. So what are you going to do,
isn't it? Yeah, I'm going to talk about iTunes for now.
Hang on, just that's just after a nice little run of twats as well, so don't let us know.
Exactly, yeah, we've had a good run of it. Do your email. iTunes. So as mentioned the past couple of weeks, we've recently moved back to our home in the music category. We're in the comedy category for a good few years. We're now back in music, so do need your help in giving us reviews to help us in that category now.
Yeah. Where are we, Tony? Where are we on the music chart?
200. We're moving around all the time, but I think we're 230 at the minute.
Right, so we really need to go up from there, don't we?
Really do.
Come on.
As I say, above us, there's really poor podcasts. I think we hover around 210 to 230.
Right. Do us a favour, listeners, and go onto iTunes if you've got iTunes and leave a review for us and see if you can't move us up that chart a bit.
Use a review. 5 stars, we'll read them on the show. And one small comment. I've had an email today from Glenn, from the Jen and Glenn, Chris M. He's having a problem with iTunes, and I've looked into it. He's saying there's only 50 shows available on iTunes, and this is true. This is because iTunes only lets you see 50 shows of any podcast.
Right.
So if you're on iTunes and you're wondering how to listen to old shows, do check our website out, punkyradio.com. All the shows are on there. You can listen to them on there, or you can download them, or you can look at our feed. All available through the website. So if iTunes is messing you about, get our website. But hey, do reviews on there.
Yeah, but that Tony, I do personally think that 50 Punky Radios is more than enough. If you need more than that, I think you need to question your own sanity. In fact, put that in the iTunes review. I question my own sanity. I need more than 50 Punky Radios.
Yeah. Some people do like listen to old shows.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah.
But hey, the music's timeless, as is proved this week.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. Shall I play one last song then?
Yeah, please.
Band called Heck Yeahs, Tony. Do you want to hear about them?
Please.
Of course you do. Right, here goes. So, Phoenix, Arizona, 1993. Record store guys in a band. The Heck Yeahs made about 20 copies of their cassette EP entitled The Pappy Sessions. Good luck finding one. And Jamie says, I have two. Show off. Right, anyway, Tony, I've got to say this. I've been wanting to say it all show.
Yeah, what?
Oh, you know what's coming, don't you?
Yeah.
Right, and that's why I always hated you.
My friends, I tell me how fucking lame you are. They're full of shit. They fucking lie. I wanted to believe that you were my good girl. I'll need you, I'll need you, you're so dumb. I'll need you, you're so dumb. I'll need you, you're so dumb.
cabin down by a canyon.
That's about the size of it this week. Hope you've enjoyed our Slovenly Records We're Loud 90s Cassette Punk special. Would you mind, Tony, just mentioning the internet stations that carry the show?
Yes, we are on Podunk, Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, andra.se. And finally, we're on TBFM Online, which you can find at tbfmonline.co.uk.
In terms of being specialist, that's about the most specialist we've ever been on one of these shows, I think.
Mm.
The most specific, certainly.
It's very specific. Yeah.
Very specific. I might see some of you in Bracknell. Tony, you might see some of them walking about wherever you're going.
Possibly.
Down the shops.
Yeah.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poog! A-poog!
Bunch of guns!